So, question for you. How would you like to live a pain-free life? Maybe not physically, but emotionally. Like emotionally not have to go through, you know, heartbreak and ups and downs. And just emotionally, you don't have to go through that type of pain. Wouldn't you want that? Wouldn't you want that? A pain-free life? That's what I want to talk to you about today in this devotional thought. Came to my mind, my attention, that yeah, we oftentimes put ourselves in situations where we're going to experience pain. When I was watching the Super Bowl last night, the Kansas City Chiefs played the San Francisco 49ers. I didn't have any team I was really cheering for. I was trying to cheer for the 49ers, I'll admit it. Okay, I was trying to get behind them. But it was a really close game. I was excited that it, you know, even went into overtime. It was so close. It wasn't like a blowout that you lose interest in. But I knew as a San Francisco 49er fans, as my friends who were fans, I felt really bad for them because I was just kind of thinking about, like, what are they going through right now? As they were thinking about, like, the what ifs, like, what if this play had gone that way? What if that person wouldn't have fumbled? Or, you know, what if the punt wouldn't hit that guy's leg? And then they, you know, can't see, she got the ball. And I know, like, as a Buffalo Bills fan, those plays haunt you, right? They're just playing on repeat as you're trying to sleep the rest of the week. And you're just like, ah, it's so painful, right? It's so painful. And if you're really invested into a football team and they go to a big game, especially like the Super Bowl, and they lose, like, you're going to experience some emotional pain and agony. Like, yes, the more you are invested into that team, the more that you spend your money and invest in that team through tickets and merchandise and apparel, and the more that you identify yourself and everyone's always asking you, okay, who do you root for? And you're like, I'm this team, I'm a 49ers fan, and you got the jacket to prove it, and right, and then you put your hope, you're like, all year long, you're just thinking about, oh, this football season's coming, oh, it's gonna be great, we're gonna win the Super Bowl, and so you end up identifying yourself with the football team, you end up investing in the football team, and you end up putting your hope in this football team, and so, yeah, when the football team's doing great, like, emotionally doing great, but then when they start doing bad, or they lose a big game, you are now hurting. And so it just reminded me that if you want to live a pain-free life, then don't love anything. Don't identify yourself with anything, and don't put your hope in anything. There's a solution. Just do those things. Don't love, don't identify with those things. Don't put your hope in any of those things. It reminds me of what C.S. Lewis once said about love. He says, love anything and your heart will be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give it to no one, not even an animal. Wrap it carefully around with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. To love is to be vulnerable. Yes, so unfortunately, unless we want to become a robot and not have any emotional highs or lows, that's what happens when you don't love anything, we're going to have to go through some emotional pain in life. But how do we kind of fortify ourselves? How do we lessen the amount of emotional pain that we have to go through in this life? I think the Bible's got some better answers than just don't love anything at all. I love what Proverbs 18:10 says about this. It says this, the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Yeah, they're safe. They're protected. The righteous run to the name of the Lord because that's where they're safe. That's where they can find safety from some of the emotional pain. But what does it mean to run to the name of the Lord? Number one, we have to understand that the name of the Lord is not just like the name God or Yahweh or Lord. It means his character. It means his person. And what does it mean to run to the name of the Lord? It means to, right, invest our love, to identify ourselves with God and what he's done for us on the cross. And it means to put our hope and our trust in what God is doing in our lives and in our world. So let's break that down a little bit. What does that look like? So first, identify yourself with the name of the Lord. Wake up every day and just remind yourself of who you are, right? You're not a teacher, right? You're not primarily a mom or a dad. You're not first and foremost a husband. You're not first and foremost a Bills fan or San Francisco 49ers fan or an engineer or, you know, a this or a that. You are first and foremost a child of God. That's who you are. Not because of anything you have done. You haven't done anything to earn it or deserve it. It's because of God's love for you that he has adopted you into his family. 1 John 3:1 says, how great the love the Father has lavished on us that we shall be called children of God. And that is who we are. The Bible says that is who you are. So remind yourself on a daily basis of that is who you are. So identify yourself and run to the tower of the name of the Lord by identifying yourself under his name and his character, his person. You're part of his family. Number two, surround yourself with other people that are going to remind you of God's character, of who he is, his nature, his being. And so it's just like a tower, right? You run to this tower and it's got walls that surround you. Surround yourself with people who are going to remind yourself of this. This means, you know, make sure you're in church on Sunday mornings for worship. You're a part of a small group. You're finding other opportunities to be in those kind of environments. I know as a kid, our family, we would go to church camp and we'd go to this thing called the Eastern Christian Convention as a family, where it was just Christians from the East Coast gathering together to worship and have fun together and take these classes and learn more about God, right? Our youth group at New Life, they do retreats. They take kids to camp and all these other things to be able to provide these safe environments where kids, where students can surround themselves with the truth of who God is and his person and his nature. And so, you know, think about that. Maybe you can go out to a conference. There's a Christian conference maybe in the area you can travel to. Come to church, but surround yourself with those people to be in that positive environment where the name of the Lord is being lifted up and you're constantly being reminded of God's love for you and his truth. So put yourselves in those environments on a regular basis. Third thing is invest. Invest yourself into the kingdom of God. One way to do that is financially. Look at verse 11 of Proverbs 18. It says, the wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it a wall too high to scale. Yes, some people, I would say most people today, especially in Northern Virginia, have some money. They've got some income. And we think, oh, that's where our hope is found. That's where I need to put my trust. That's my safety. That's my security, right? It pays the bills. It allows me to live. But it's not secure. It can go away like that. Something bad can happen. Your health can take it away. And all of a sudden, boom, it's gone. Whew. Okay, so that's not secure. But God's character, his nature, who he is secure. And so one thing we should do is we should be taking some of the money that God has given to us and invest it into God's kingdom. Because when we do that, all of a sudden now we're putting our hope not in our ability to take care of ourselves, but we're entrusting it to God and saying, God, I know this is from you. Like, I know you're the provider. It's not me. I know you're the provider. Your name, who you are, your character is the one that provides for me. And so I'm going to trust you by giving sacrificially to kingdom initiatives, to church, to missionaries, to special projects, Christian nonprofits. Just say, I'm going to invest financially in the name of the Lord and what he's doing in our world. Fourth thing I want us to do is to engage in evangelism, engage in sharing with other people the strength that we have found in Christ. Like, right, the way that we have found safety in Jesus, we should share that with other people. And the more that we share that with other people, the more that our walls are fortified as we think and we just remind ourselves of where our true hope is found. And so that's how we protect ourselves from pain, or at least lessen it in our lives. We run to the name of the Lord because it's a strong tower. It will not let us down. One more other thing, one other piece of advice in order to live a pain-free, at least pain, lessen the pain that we go through is don't let the emotions, the adrenaline rush of doing announcements at church convince you that it's a good idea to run and jump off the stage when you're 49 years old. Okay, that's just another piece of advice. That's especially for you, Tom. All right, let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you that your name is a strong tower. God, help us to run to it today, this week, so that we can know that even though there will be things that we love and we put our hope in that will let us down, that you never will. And you're the one that's going to be there, that's firm foundation that picks us up, that gives us something firm to stand on, even in those tough times. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.